You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
Let's talk all of those words that we just love to use as South Africans. It could be politicians, it could be your friends. And I found, obviously, the more time you see, obviously, that's another one, obviously. And I can already call out my colleagues. The other one that goes with obviously is of course, if you notice. So it isn't just politicians or public speakers, just in general. As South Africans, there are these words that we adopt and we just put into sentences regularly that don't need to be there. And again, this is not necessarily a conversation about we need to be the grammar police. It's quite a light-hearted context just to sort of look at ourselves and laugh at ourselves, but also love ourselves because we are so different. Even though we speak English, having been a British colony, we did our own thing. We literally did our own thing. And there's, you see, literally is another one. But I think that one does have a role in terms of emphasizing that you say, I literally had to walk up the road. Literally. Even though if you just say, I walked up the road, it means the same thing, but you just want to emphasize. Your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Let's go to Temba in Danville. How are you doing, Temba?
I'm doing well, Relebogile. We know, guy.
Keshapo, keshapo. What are those words?
You politicians. Well, well. Politicians. Yesterday, I was watching on JJ, George Matila and the coalition in Pretoria, eh?
Yes.
He actually said, well, about 15 times. 15 times.
Can I tell you a trick, Temba? Can I tell you a trick? So
yes.
I think politicians use well, and anybody in the context of being asked a question where they need to buy time. You understand? They need to formulate. So if somebody says, Relebogile, so what do you think about the national shutdown? And I go, well,
but
what I think,
just say, okay, this is how I feel. You can buy time with other words.
Like what?
But, okay, Relebogile, this is how I feel. Then I go ahead and wada, 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 wada. But this is well, oh, yes. Have a great one.
Temba, the question is, did you play a drinking game to that interview? Every time he said, well, you took a shot of something.
I actually counted. And my wife didn't believe me. And that show, I had recorded it because one of my colleagues was there. So
yes.
I actually recorded it and then played 15 times. Well,
Temba in Danville, thank you so much. Well is a big one, and so is so. So is also another big one. Let's go to Percy in Joburg. Percy, how are you? Hi, Percy. Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, and so?
Good. Are you talking into your microphone? I can't hear you clearly. You sound muffled.
Can you hear me clearly now?
Okay, let me pass you back to our producer. Let's see if we can help you out there. It sounds like your finger might be on your mic. Jeff in Woodmead. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks, and you?
Yeah, absolutely great. Oh, shame. It's the only country in the world that uses oh, shame because you feel sorry for something. Oh, shame. Look at him. Oh, shame. That little puppy. Oh, shame. Look at it. The other one is absolutely. 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 And then the best of all, which is totally, totally confusing. Yes, no. Or yarn, yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
No, but Jeff, you know how they use it. When you say, so was it difficult? Yeah, no. Hey.
Yes, but one of my sisters is perfect at this. You know, she'll say yes, no. And I say, but Liza, which is it? Which one must I use? Because the one says I mustn't do something, and the other one says I must. So which one must I do? And of course, as I say, the Akshay, and that's just, it's unique to South Africa only. There's no other country in the world uses it in that context.
But also, I think to add to what you said about Akshay, it isn't just feeling sorry. You know, if I take it further, I know with a lot of black people, we also use it in a that's so sweet way. So if some, you'll say, yes. Oh, you know, Gogo brought me flowers. Ah, shame. Yes. Hi, shame. Hi, oh,
but
sweet.
Especially if something small, you know, if it's a small dog or a small rabbit or a small baby, ah, shame. Oh, shame, it's so cute. Oh, shame.
Absolutely.
And people are saying, what do you mean? What are you saying? We don't understand. What are you saying? Anyway, so I just wanted to share that with you. There are some unique stuff, things that we say which you can't hear anywhere else.
Jeff, I will say to you, absolutely, absolutely, Jeff in Woodmead. Thank you for your call. Tepo in Klerksdorp, how are you?
I'm writing yourself, Rilorile.
I'm good. Which one do you have?
The one I have is at least.
Yes.
at least, my understanding is that it means at the bare minimum.
Yes.
So at least. But in our
as in
country,
at the least X.
Yeah, it means it's better. So if somebody says at least 5 people are dead, like you can't say at least, but that's not what they mean. They're not meaning it's better than 5 people are dead. They are just saying at the bare minimum 5 at this stage. It's 5 minimum.
Didn't our minister of police use that with that gang rape story where he said about the one lady, at least she was only raped by one man?
Uh-huh.
So do you think he knows what at least means?
I hope so. Even Clement had a discussion about it in his show. He was feeling like somebody said at least, and like, no, you can't say at least. And I was like, no, that means something different. It means at the bare minimum.
But as South Africans, we understand at least as a consolation. So for us, the way we use at least is if you say, you know, ish, my grandmother died. And then you say, how old was your grandmother? And you say, 102. And you say, yo, at least she lived a long life. That's what it is. You use it in consolation to say, ooh, but at least you, at least they died instantly. At least ha safari. At least that's how we use at least, as in like we're consoling you that it's not that bad. You know, so somebody complaining about their boss. At least you have a job, like you're the thing. now you're not allowed to complain. You complain about your my electricity bill is so high. At least you have electricity. Tepo and Klerksdorp. Ooh, guys, at least is also just there to make you feel like your problems are not that deep. Stop complaining. Like, you see the like. Let's go to Reginald in Pimville, Soweto. Hi, Reginald.
Hi, Lebohin. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good, man. I have lots of these words, but I think the one that got to me this past week is from the guys at Nehau. They kept on saying, our fight is with the employer.
Mm.
That one was really killing me because at the end of the day, they sit at Lutuli House and talk to the employer. And now they forget who the employer is and they go to the streets. And I'm like, but can't you guys just have coffee at Lutuli House and just chat about this? Because the ANC is the employer. What's going on? You know, every time I heard someone from the house say, our fight is with the employer and with the people, I felt like slashing my wrist. You know, it was horrible. But anyway, that's my take on the whole
like
thing.
Lucky, at the end of the day, you understood what they meant. Yes. At the end of the day.
No, I'll also fight.
You see, you also said, yeah, no.
Yes,
Lucky in Rustenburg, thank you so much. That yeah, no one, guys, we love to laugh about it, but it happens. And I just realized as like he was speaking, another one that I think our politicians and some of maybe the baby boomer generation loves is in conclusion. In conclusion. In conclusion, which for me sometimes feels like at least. Let us go to, Tsepo in Protea Glen. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. There's another one. Remember, if you promised me something and I don't say all of a sudden you change not to be giggy.
Listen, the jiggy jiggy all of a sudden one is the, you know what it is? It's the aromat to a story you're relating. So if you don't add all of a sudden. Yes! If you don't add all of a sudden or jiggy jiggy, the story will just be like you boiled a chicken breast and there's no salt, there's nothing. But. I absolutely love that one. All of a sudden, it's like, so I went to the shop the other day, all of a sudden, how? And in my mind, when I imagine all of a sudden, it's like those action movie U-turns. There's screeching, there's smoke. That's what I imagine all of a sudden is. But the way we use all of a sudden is a little bit more subtle than that. Let us go to Pule in Johannesburg. Pule, hi.
Hello, Lebogile.
Oh, I can hear you much better. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, the latest one, you're in China. This is a new one. 100%. Yay, but why rat and still? Do you know if I'll confirm it? Hey, especially Wabang, I don't know what's mentioned them. Yeah, you know, 100%. I'm like, ah, you lying.
How about Pule? Pule, when they say 100%, they mean I agree without a doubt.
Yes, why don't you say that?
I agree without, yeah. Because 100% is showing you get 10 out of 10 agreement.
No, I agree. Why don't you say I agree? Skip the 100%. 100%, you know? Let me show you.
100%, Pule, 100%. And I almost feel like 100% is used by the salespeople. So if you're asking, so does the car have like ABS braking? 100% ABS braking system. I feel like it's such a salesperson term that people use. Let's go to Tabi in Centurion. Hi, Tabi. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I am good. Which one do you have?
I love South Africans, man. So mine is Toucan. Toucan, help you out. I'm trying to figure out who came up with Toucan because I'm baffled by Toucan.
Listen, Tommy, you're killing. Did Toucan not come? Did it not come with I'm unable to can? Did it not come from there?
It might have. It actually just might have.
Because it was that era. Where things were so shocking that you say, I'm unable to can. And then people started saying, I'm unable. And then people said, to can.
To can. To can deal. I'm unable to can deal with to can.
You're finishing me with to can. I actually feel like I need to include it in my vocabulary a lot more.
Please,
so I need to just, you know, gather myself to start saying, guys, Toucan, go to Eyewitness News. Toucan, go to Eyewitness News headlines. Thank you so much, Tommy in Centurion. Can somebody tell us the history of Toucan? I want to know. Mickey in Soshanguve, how are you?
I'm good, Lebohile, and how are you?
Good, good. So which one do you have?
It's an expression, actually. It's usually used by the politicians.
Mm.
It's like they want to cover a ground of words. Then they'll say things like, at this point in time, I believe. At this point in time, I believe.
But you know what he's, you know what they're really saying, ne?
Yeah.
They are saying that tomorrow I can believe something else. So at this point, like right now, got 27 minutes after 1 and 25 seconds, I believe. But I'm covering myself. So tomorrow when you said, but yesterday you said you believe you're going to fix the roads. He'll say, no, it was at that point, not this point. At this point, I don't believe anymore.
Okay.
Thanks a little bit. Mickey, thank you so much. Sizwe in Pimville, how are you?
Fine, how are you, Kilebuchile?
Good, good. Which one do you have?
This one, also politicians, public servants, and so-called intellectuals.
Mm.
They always say over and above.
Oh, my gosh. So how do you think, tell me how you think over and above should be used, and how do you think they use it?
They could simply say especially.
Especially?
Yeah, especially, or... how can I say critically? You can use that.
So, so are you saying they use that? Because in my mind, I'm trying to hear it in my head that for me, over and above is to say, but I paid the school fees over and above paying for transport.
Is that expression always acceptable?
Well, I think in the context that I used it is that you're trying to demonstrate that you did this thing on top of doing something else that maybe you weren't supposed to do. So you did almost it on top like of this.
Almost like tautology.
Yeah, tautology. You are finishing me, Sizwe, over and above, over and above. Let's go to Dimakatso in the Val. Hi.
Yeah.
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm okay. I can't stop laughing.
Because it's hilarious.
I swear. My word is otherwise.
Ooh, otherwise. You need to use it in a sentence for us, Dimakatso.
Especially in the hood when you see someone you haven't seen in so long. Oh, no, how are you? It's been so long. Otherwise. What?
You know why we had to... You know why we settled on that? Because the complete sentence was, okay, I hear you good, but other than what you've just shared, what else is happening? We just shortened it to otherwise. No, the children are fine.
But now when they greet you and they see you, it's just, they go straight to otherwise.
Who?
Not even
hello, how are you? Okay, otherwise.
No. You pick up the phone now and I say, otherwise.
I'm gonna start sending people WhatsApps. I don't greet, I just say otherwise. Makhadzi in Limbro Park. Okay, we've lost Makhadzi, but so many of your WhatsApp and messages are coming through. Clearly, as South Africans, we have developed our own language, and I hope somebody's developing a dictionary where they can put the definitions for otherwise over and above. In conclusion, whereby we need those words. We need them to can go to Eyewitness News headlines. It's 1:30.
7:02 afternoons.
With Relebogile. WhatsApp her on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Relebs. Have you met those people who use the word though unnecessarily? How are you though? How's the weather though? Are you safe though? Are we going though? Though. Can they relax?
Hi, Relebogile. My favorite one is batong. I always use batong in every sentence. Can you imagine?
Relebogile, my worst is remember. We haven't spoken, but you want me to remember something that you said.
My producer's guilty of this. I'm going to expose him. Conversations he had with himself in his head. And then he says, remember the conversation? I'm like, no, you were talking to yourself. I don't remember. I was not there.
The word right. I know of Indian people that use that at each end of each sentence, but recently... a lot of people end of this sentence or speech with right. End of this sentence, right.
Hi, good afternoon, Alebo. This is Ella. Lovely show as always. The word that was brought to my attention that as South African is hectic. And I was it was brought to my attention by a foreign lady that I was with. She says, she hears the word hectic, then you are South African. So that was a bit funny. Thank you. Bye.
Hectic, babe. Hectic.
Hi, Lebohile. It's Isabella here. Words that are very South African and get used out of context so many times. It's I'm sure when somebody means I think or probably or something like that. So I'm sure is the first one. The other one, and I think this is being used mainly by my people, being black people, at least. It, like sometimes somebody wants to say at most and then they say at least. So yeah, those two words for me are quite interesting. They are more phrases than words, actually. Thank you, Lebohile. It's Isabella here.
You're so right about I'm sure. And we always use I'm sure when we're not sure. Never when we are sure. Always when we're not sure. Mashadzi in Lynbro Park. Hi.
Hi. For me, my favorite phrase is when someone does something so well and you're like, yo, she did the thing or she made the pot happen, you know?
And you know the pot can be done. She made the pot, she did the thing.
She made the pot to be done.
Yes, queen, yes. Thank you, Mashadzi. I also like the one of, hey, you did the things. You made the things to happen. You made the things to happen. Eric in Winchester Hills, hi. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Lebohile, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
The word which comes into my mind is for sure. You say for sure, and it means I'm not sure. You know, when you say, did the uncle come? For sure, you're trying to say, I'm not sure whether he's coming or he's not coming.
Eric, you are on the money there. Another one on the WhatsApp line says, don't forget bottom line. Yeah, they love bottom line. I think politicians use that as well. Fatima says, hi, 702 team, I really hate this one. Whatever. Yeah, the whatever is kind of rude and dismissive. I don't know what's up with that. It is a little bit rude and dismissive. Thank you so much for calling and WhatsApping and engaging.